The wine is smooth, right? The stubbled face in front of me asked. At the moment, it was difficult to discern any qualities the wine might have to offer. In a few days, I would report for my very first bookkeeper-purser assignment with Soleado Mexican Riviera Cruise Line. Last night had been my going-away party, and, regrettably, I'd overindulged. But this morning, my sister, Rachel, owner of the Wine and Bark, a wine bar that catered to dog owners and their beloved beasts, had confessed that she had also indulged a bit too much. She wasn't even able to get out of bed. She'd begged me to meet Hendrik, the proprietor of Verdant Vines, and select a few varieties to feature at the Wine and Bark. I suppose the feeling of guilt at abandoning my sister and Pacific Cove in favor of the Mexican Riviera was too much to bear, so I'd agreed to meet Hendrik and taste test. I tapped on the laminated sheet of prices that lay between the wine vendor and myself. "I can't make any money at these prices," Hendrik shrugged.
"I can knock a dollar off for you."
I nearly gagged on the admittedly getting smoother by the sip Merlot. A dollar off would barely put a dent in the price. Hendrik ignored my expression and carried on with his sales pitch.
"We specialize in green energy. Verdant Vines owns a wind turbine that harnesses the power of the unique air currents that run through the Central Valley."
"Someone would need to be made of green to fork over the kind of cash you're asking," I said. Before Hendrik could reply, the doors to the Wine and Bark flew open and Yolanda bustled in. She was the chief organizer of the Roundup Crew, a group that met every Friday on the beach to walk dogs and ultimately end up at Rachel's bar for Yappy Hour. She wore her trademark skin-tight leather pants, strappy sandals, and an animal print halter top. Her hair was blown in Marilyn Monroe-style curls, and she cradled her Yorkie, Beepo, in her arms. Beepo gave a lukewarm yap at seeing me. Beepo and I had a complicated relationship. Yolanda held the door for another woman, one I'd never seen before. The woman was rail thin, with dark straight hair. She wore a severe expression, but on her head was a ridiculous hat. Perched atop the hat was a chicken, with one very long feather decidedly pointing to the east. Good grief! What was the woman thinking? The only thing I'd seen in recent history as ridiculous as that hat were Yolanda's designer chicken purses. The woman took one look at Hendrik, who was leaning against the bar, and bristled. He jolted himself up straight, as if he'd just been electrocuted. He turned away from her and locked eyes with me.